Welcome to the Cardboard Crash Cast. This is Season 2, Episode 6. We're going to do a quick episode. I think this is going to come out to about 10 minutes or so. This is going to be the state of the channel. For those of you who love the Cardboard Crash Cast and the Cardboard Crash Course in general, this is going to be for you. This is for the patrons. This is for the people who really care about the future of the channel. For those of you who are just kind of popping in, this is probably not a good podcast episode to start with. I would suggest last week's, which is about my board game hot takes, or we've done a couple reviews and everything. Check those out. Anyway, I am here with, I think you go by Shaw on the podcast.
Yeah.
We'll
keep it like that.
Sounds good. Then we've got Adam and Christos. And hello. Say hi.
Hello, hello.
What's up? Yep.
I called you here for a board meeting.
Very nice.
I have a couple of things that I want to say about the last few months of the channel, and a couple of things that I want to say about the next few months. First of all, I want to get out of the way. There was a shift about, how many months ago would you say? 6 months ago?
Whenever I got back from Greece, or...
Yeah. We were thrown into a hamster wheel of content generation. And don't worry, Sha, you'll have some input too, but I want to kind of give some preface. But Christos, Adam, and I were kind of thrown into this hamster wheel that we set for ourselves, where we had to get, you know, so many videos out a week. And we really thought it was a good idea for a little bit there to grow the channel, get more subscribers, and it did. So I'm very, very proud of the growth that it's had. In the first 3 years, almost, the channel got 2,500 subscribers. In the last 8 months, it's gotten over 5,000 on top of that. The growth is there, and I thank all of you for being there. However, that's not translating into people actually watching. So we're growing in subscribers, we're growing in followers, but is that translating into people actually being happy about the content? I don't think so, personally.
There's a mixed bag of content on the channel right now. Probably, yeah. It's been a little more concentrated as of late. I think we've kind of shifted in some senses, going from a Magic podcast to kind of, or it wasn't even Magic to begin with, but we started talking focused, about Magic. Yeah, it was focused. And then splitting a lot off of the Magic content as well. Kind of just understanding that it's a big undertaking, I guess.
Yeah, I think we also have to just understand that we're kind of growing with the channel as we continue to make content, and as we continue to do this podcast, for example, we just kind of realize that we can't only talk about one thing, or in the world of tabletop games, there's just more than one game. And I think that us focusing on Magic for the months that we did really helped us learn that we can do other things. We also kind of want to have a conversation with the viewers and just ask them, what do you want to see? Because, of course, that 2,500 that you had was primarily Twilight Imperium viewers.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that's come after that, it could also still be a lot of the Twilight Imperium viewership coming in. Because I see it all the time in the Discord. People pop in. I think even just the other day, someone just showed up and was like, hey, I love your TI guides. So that means that they're still watching the old stuff. But the new stuff that you guys want to see, I think that's really what this episode's going to be about. We're growing with the channel. What do you guys want us to do? Because we're really open to anything, as long as you guys are kind of vocal about what you like about what we do.
Ultimately, this was my passion project a few years ago, but I want this to be so much more. This podcast I'm actually pretty happy with, because a podcast has a formality to it where you can grow with it. And people don't look at past podcast episodes and think, man, look how outdated this seems. You know, it's almost endearing if it does, because you grow your quality. Even this episode's going to have a better quality of microphone setup and everything than the last one. And the content in it is always what you're thinking about at the moment. Now, generally, you want to get a podcast to something that people truly care about and they want to see. I want to see in a podcast similar things every week. So we're kind of starting to push towards that area. That being said, the actual content of the channel needs to switch. In my opinion, I believe that I would like to respect the viewers of the channel more than I think I was doing for a little bit there. Instead of giving the people who I love, who would sit down for 45 minutes and watch a crazy Twilight Imperium faction guide, a, minute or 2 minute long little short about whatever we're doing, magic or this or that. If we truly want to get into a niche like that, I think that needs its own channel. But in terms of the people here, I'd like to curate an audience of you guys listening that really care about going deep and exploring what games have to offer. And that doesn't have to mean that we're pigeonholing ourselves into a specific niche of a game. It's about, like, taking whatever that we look at our, you know, board game nights weekly, and looking at it through a lens of, like, this is the cardboard crash course. I started off the channel years ago saying that I was, like, the professor, right? I was, like, and they were my students or my test dummies. I want to keep that alive, maybe not so openly, but I want to keep that alive. So, what does that mean actually for the channel? Sorry, this is just an episode of me essentially monologuing here, but I'm going to need your opinions once I give this here. What I would like to do is I'd like to take a step away and I wouldn't be giving up. What I would be doing is taking a little bit longer on a larger hamster wheel of content, consistently getting things out for you guys less often. And I want to put more work into it. I always enjoyed English class. I thought that I was always good, decent at creative writing, at informative writing. And I'd love to start making some real scripts that have meat on it. Some pre-scripted content of game theory. And not MatPat game theory, but like mathematical, sociological game theory. That doesn't have to be so heavy-handed. It doesn't have to be we're doing an episode on zero-sum equations or zero-sum gaming, you know, in, like, the stock market. But what I mean is, like, how do we take this game and present it to something that you guys would see in real life? So an idea that I had would be a hard-hitting one like capitalism, how it relates to different games, how the Landlord's Game, the original idea of Monopoly was sort of created as an aspect of capitalism and a mirror of it, and how it can represent both the goods and the bads of a system like that. Another idea I've had was looking at there's a theory in game theory called the Nash equilibrium, where basically if you have a positive outcome, if you have like a couple different options, you're always going to choose the thing that benefits you the most and detriments the other person the most. And the other person is going to do the exact same thing. So if both people are given a similar choice, they're each going to choose what negates the other person and benefits them the most. So really, after that choice, sure, they might be elevated in points, but in terms of like head-to-head, they're not actually different. Because now instead of them each having 1 point, they each have 10 points. And they're still back to square one. Things like that. I don't know how interesting that sounds. To me, it sounds like a college lecture, but with a little bit of pizzazz and a little bit of storytelling, I think it could be interesting. Monologue over. Someone give me your thoughts.
I think a lot of that comes down to, obviously, first and foremost, if you're enjoying doing it. And I think that's how a lot of channels should be focused, I think, especially early on. Like, we're in a small state. I mean, obviously, the thousands of subscribers isn't very small comparatively to, you know, a couple hundred. But kind of still making and finding your footing. And this is all kind of just practice, right? The first few podcast episodes, the first few videos, you're always learning something. As long as you're doing something new and trying something different in each video and we're gaining skills, that results in a better quality of videos, being more confident in ideas. And if you find that super interesting, you'll find a way to really hone it into a video that you think everyone will enjoy, that you also like appreciate yourself and can look back on. Because some people make videos for themselves. Other people make videos just for the views. And then there's people who are in between where they like it, they enjoy it, and there's an audience of people that are just as happy to watch your video because not only do they find it interesting, but they enjoy all your other content, and they're like slightly parasocial, but to a degree of just like, hey, this person really relates to me, and I find this interesting, and this is just a very comforting person to watch and consume content for. I'm willing to throw some money and be part of a patron. And then you can have a well-oiled machine where you're, you know, making more content for them, and then it's just sustaining itself, and then you have more opportunities to try different creative things. Yeah, I think it's all about just looking and doing and trying something different and hoping that maybe some people are still there, but at least understanding, hey, the reason people are here is because they started off watching the TI videos, and you still want to respect that, and you could always do things on TI and still have callbacks to things, but maybe not like a ton of like just instantly hopping from one thing to the next, because then you start to lose focus and maybe people that subscribe for certain things just aren't interested. And I think the magic, if anything, going to a separate channel would probably be the best idea, because it doesn't completely fit in with like other board games. It's a living card game.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of that. I just think there's definitely no reason to limit ourselves at this stage for sure, but I feel like at any stage, if there's something that might be a little bit outlandish but you definitely want to try it, you should go for it. And if we don't find an audience for it, that sucks, but at least you tried it, and maybe there is some form of want for that. I mean, I know myself especially, I enjoy like the intricate deep dives in certain topics, no matter how like above my pay grade they might be.
Yeah, and it definitely would not be like talking down.
Oh no,
it would be
yeah.
like a build up, like, hey, I'm gonna, you know, establish, like, we're learning together. Yeah. You know, here's some stuff off Wikipedia. Here's some stuff off like an article from Harvard.
Yeah. It's like your journey in finding this information and like how it applies to your experiences.
Like basically, hey, I found this really cool thing. I want you all to hear it in a TED Talk type format.
Have you all seen, this has nothing to do with board games, but it's like the framework for this I've been thinking of, like Veritasium.
Yes. Yeah. Veritasium is fantastic.
Amazing.
Lemino is fantastic. Lemino, if you...
That sounds very familiar.
He's the guy who does like the really artsy thumbnails, and it's like 30-minute videos every like 4 months or so. And it's like, he did a one on like the search for DB Cooper.
The plane, right?
Cicadia 3301 or whatever it is. Yeah, that guy. There's a beautiful production video series that's both animated and informational called Tale Foundry, and it's all about fiction storytelling.
Hmm.
You know, I just thought of someone that kind of falls in line with that as well. His name's Xbox Ahoy. I used to be a COD guy, right? So I'd watch Call of Duty videos. He would do like weapon guides, and that was kind of his thing that he started off, weapon guides for games, and then he transitioned into, instead of focusing on the weapon guide for a specific game, he would be like, here's the history of this gun, how, where it was manufactured, like all the specs of this weapon, like history on the weapon, and then talks about it in different video games. So like, I'm kind of seeing that parallel here too. It's like, hey, I made TI videos and then I made guides on it, but now I want to talk about this main game theory just point, and then talk about it in different board games and how it applies in those. And that's really interesting. 100%. And that's so cool. Cause then you're like, oh, I'm going to go to the Cardboard Crash Course, cause we're talking about equivalent exchange or some weird thing in game theory. And it's like,
but in a way that applies to table. I could extend it. I would still keep it largely tabletop gaming, but I could extend it to board or video games, sports, anything that could like tie all of it together to be, we understand this is a real life subject, but Veritasium was a good example.
Yeah.
Tom Scott, he's a very long running YouTuber, just started to retire. But if I could get interviews by people, I would like to get interviews by people.
Yeah, I think, I just want to backpack off of Adam's thought a little bit. I think even just like you doing videos on the history of certain games that you have passion for, or maybe not even necessarily games, but the games that like most people find interesting, as long as you find interest in something like that, I would personally watch a deep dive on a game that I have no knowledge on, or no, like, even if you did like a, like, where, how did Twilight Imperium become Twilight Imperium? I would watch a video where like you go through the history and like their decisions and stuff like that, because I feel like that's something that you would probably already be able to answer even now. So I feel like, generally speaking, it's very respectable that you'd have the stance to basically say, like, guys, I don't want to just make content to make content. I want to make content that I care about and that is like something that I have a passion for. I'd rather not put stuff on the channel that I'm not like proud of. We've got to this point because we learned our lesson with like the past few months of like this heap of growth, because we tried to do many different things, and then I think we ultimately just decided that like we had like a little sit down and we're like, what are we passionate about? And I think that we came to this answer.
I know that I'm passionate about something like this, and if any one of you wanted to be part of something like that, all board game content still belongs on the channel. A chunk of it may not be sent to subscription boxes or something like that. But yeah, like if you had some kind of like small little quick, like if you were talking about equivalent exchange, super, super quick, like 1 minute video, we'll get a short edited and up there. But if you're just like, man, I'd love to talk about this board game that we just played and like how its, you know, randomness or lack thereof really affected my game experience, that's something that would be like, we're doing this right now, we're recording this, let's get it edited and up, because we care and people will care. And ultimately, I want it to be a success numbers-wise, because that means not just the numbers coming in, but that's actual people on the other side of the monitor enjoying it, that we are enjoying.
Yeah, respecting the content that you make.
Right.
Yeah, I think ultimately the subscriber number is important, but the viewer count number is probably double the amount of importance.
It's not even close. Yeah. Subscriber is literally a vanity number.
Yeah.
I could have 100,000 subscribers, and if I was only getting 1,000 views per video,
it'd feel like a failure.
It would be a failure. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think especially just with content now, a lot of people subscribe because they watch one short, and then like the short doesn't always equate to like
right.
next level.
And that's not to say that I disrespect anybody who subscribed to the channel. But if you're watching, or if you hear these words come out of my mouth in this podcast episode, you are in the 1%. And you are the person that I'm trying to curate for and create a community around.
Yeah, so we want like 100 more of you, at least.
Yeah. You know? So I'm trying to build a cult.
Yeah. It's already kind of really cool to just think, even if it's a crowd of 50 people that are actually listening to the entire podcast.
Yeah.
It's a whole room of people. It's like giving a mini lecture, and we're just talking about, you know, the things that we're interested in and what we're trying to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate it. I appreciate everyone watches the shorts that I make. I know they're kind of not related to a lot of stuff on the channel. It's still like the only Magic content. But
and you know what? The TikTok is completely different. TikTok, we can literally just throw up anything. The algorithm does not work the same way. It does not go off followers whatsoever. It is like, you could put up, we could put up a video about the Daytona 500 and it would probably like promote the hell out of it. Like, even though it has nothing to do with. So TikTok, you know what? You belong there. Yeah, anyway, that was about 20 minutes. I just wanted to give a quick update, let you know that I am truly thinking, my gears are turning in a way that is sometimes stressful at times. I want us to provide content that the creator and the viewer are both equally respected for. That sounds sad, but it's actually very exciting.
Yeah, you know, I think if anything, it's just like, again, it just cultivates an audience that wants to listen to what you have to hear, or what you have to say, rather. I'd rather have people come in to actually listen about something that they care about versus having, like you said, that subscriber number, which is so arbitrary.
Right. Thank you very much for listening. We'll see you on the next podcast episode. Bye-bye.
Take care.